Gary K's Almost Daily Rants and Raves.
The Week.
The Women in AV Wavecast.
Green AV.
Good morning, Rave listeners. This is Joel Rollins, and welcome to The Week on Rave Radio. The Week is brought to you by Mitsubishi, who's one of the world's largest manufacturers of just about everything, HDTVs to high-end commercial-grade projectors. You can check them out at Mitsubishi.com. With me this morning is Bayardo Carrillo, who is AV specialist for one of the world's largest reinsurance companies. Bayardo has a huge portfolio of responsibilities for a production department, everything from video production to webcast to live events for a company with offices all around the world. I've personally worked with him on a lot of large events, and I'm very grateful to him for his time today. Welcome, Bayardo.
Thank you, Joe. It's great to be here. Appreciate it.
Let me ask you this. I've watched you work in everything from corporate still photography to videography to live event production, web and mixed media. What brought you to this job?
the need. About 25 years ago, we were spending quite a few budget dollars on photography and video, specifically video production. And we had a couple of resources in-house. I was doing some photography, very small photography at the time. And they just decided, let's get into video production. And we just, piece by piece, we got together. And 25 years later, here we are.
Wow. I'm going to take this question over again. Having watched your work, Bayardo, let me ask you this. You work with many different technologies and with a lot of different people on different kinds of projects. What's your biggest challenge? Is it technical or logistics or personnel?
It's usually personnel. There's always the wannabes. I've always wanted to be a video producer. I've always wanted to be a photographer. So the challenge is not usually technical. It's more dealing with the end user who, wants to instill their own thoughts on how the production should go. For me, I try to lead them through it. I try to make it as entertaining, as artistic, and as informative as I can for them. Just make sure that the production goes through well and that they come off well and the message is received by our clients well.
I know that you are a technical resource for lots of other people in your business, in your company, and frankly, for other companies that you do work with. What do you get asked about the most?
Usually how we're going to go about it, how the production is going to fall into place. That's where I try to be more of a consultant, really, on our end, telling them, what exactly do you want to say? What is your message? What is the tone? And they'll tell me the elements, and I'll tell them how to put it together, how I would do it for them. And I think, the best possible route to take, the best possible applications, everything from music to the script to every element that's involved.
If you were going to give advice, Rave's listeners include a lot of students, a lot of people coming up in the industry. If you were going to give advice to them on how to get involved in something as, kind of widely focused as what you do, what would you tell them to learn? What would you tell them to be doing?
I would tell them just to, keep up with the technology. I'm a little bit older now, but, I'm pretty much self-taught. And these days, that's not very hard. There's internet tutorials. There's everything over the internet. And, I would just say, keep plugging away and never, ever forget the artistic part of it. I've been editing on Final Cut Pro for years now, and that's the best resource I could ever have had. I think someone that wants to come into the industry should, aim at the highest peak, so to speak. Find out what the most important technological usage is, and go for that. That's what I would say.
Let me ask you this. In all of the different things that you do, I've worked closest with you on live events, what's the funniest thing that's happened to you?
There's been some, over the years, especially during live things, anything can happen. I remember about, 15, 20 years ago, we had a high-level executive retiring, and we had a third-party provider set up the stage for us, and there was a big screen, something like an 8x10, and everybody was sitting, they were giving him a roast on a stage. And they were very close to the edge of the stage, which made me very, very nervous. And of course, there was a very pretty large cocktail hour going on. So as you know what might happen. And of course it did. The gentleman falls back, screen goes flying. The controller, engineer in the back, behind the screen, is just sitting there exposed to 300 people. It was funny at the time, but it was kind of scary. Thank God nobody got hurt, but when you're in AV, you try to, you have to adapt as best you can, and everybody got a good laugh, and the screen went back up. The engineer again went behind the scenes, and the show continued.
That aspect of your job is one that I've watched and that has always fascinated me. We worked together on what was, I think, one of the most complicated multi-camera skits I've ever seen. And the hardest part was I was at the tech table working on making it work. And one of the things I noticed about you is that while you're calling the show, you're actually looking ahead to, if this doesn't work, where am I going with it? Is it difficult to kind of keep your head in both the current space and what happens next?
Well, I think you have to have a game plan, and you have to know your culture. With our people, the business that they're in, it's not really the entertainment business. So you have to keep it light, and you have to know where they would go with that. You know, if something goes awry, we could just go to plan B, which you should always have a plan B, in my opinion. But that's basically in a live show like that. That is my job, is to basically walk around, make sure everything goes right, make sure the script is one step ahead in the headphones to the production crew, and just make sure that everything is going to happen, because if it doesn't, it's on you, and it's live, and that's kind of scary sometimes.
What do you think is the biggest challenge about being the interface between a technical world and the people who are working on your events and a group of extremely senior executives that you work with? And you seem to have to be kind of the middleman on that. What's the hard part?
I'm extremely fortunate where our upper management, they've been very trusting of me throughout the years. They've been very supportive of me. They've let me be very creative. They've let me, pretty much take over what needs to be done. And they have all their faith in me. And what I try to do is I try to keep it simple for them. I sit them down and I tell them, this is what we're going to do. This is how it's going to happen. You don't need to know too much, but trust me, I'll be there for you. And we have a plan. We're not winging anything. And, I just tap them on the shoulder and say, we're going to get through this together. And just follow me and we're going to make it.
What's been the greatest moment? I mean, if with all the events that you've done, what's been the one thing that really has motivated you to keep going on this?
I pretty much, I've done quite a few things. I would just say the overall success of things. I tap on wood. Very few disasters have happened. My productions have gone really well. They've always been very well accepted. And of course, the applause is great. Especially on a live show, and they see a video that you've worked on for 2 months. A couple of times, some of the CEOs have, taking time out of their speech to actually, talk about me personally, how I've been helpful to them, how they've felt safe around me, and that was very appreciative. That was really heartfelt for me because, they don't need to touch on that, and they go out of their way to do that, and it's very flattering for me.
I would imagine it's very flattering. Is it? I know that in your position, you try to direct things from behind the scenes as much as possible. When you get called out like that, is that something that is embarrassing, or is that something where you come out and take a bow?
Well, it's happened quite a bit, so I'm pretty much ready for it. And again, because I'm the only one that really does this, I'm kind of a one-man show. Sometimes my name doesn't even need to be used. I mean, people just know that it was my production, and it's flattering. It makes it worthwhile. As video production can be very tedious and time-consuming, and again, there's always that great unknown. And when it works, it's very satisfying, and it's time to sit down and relax.
There's got to be a little bit of an element of stress in that, since you are a one-man band for a very large company. Frankly, as an AV supplier, it's one of the things that I've seen from you over the years, is that you actually cover areas where most companies would have several people. When everybody knows it's all about you, I mean, that it's your production, does that not add an element of stress to what you're doing?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It does, but it also, it's very challenging. I know my abilities. I've been around the block a couple of times, and I've always felt that stress is part of it. I think you would agree with me that to keep your edge, you can't get too cocky, and you have to have a little bit of sweat on your brow. As long as they don't see it, as long as they don't see you sweat, then you're okay.
Absolutely. One of the things that I've always looked at in my career is, you know, after 25 years of this, my heart still skips a beat when the house lights come down. And when that stops, I know it's going to be time to move on.
Absolutely.
And we, you know, we've worked together on a number of events like that. Your company's moving ahead in mixed media and web stuff. I mean, what's next for you?
Whatever comes down the pike, to be honest with you, one of the big advents that we've had in the last 2 or 3 years has been BrainShark, which I don't know if your audience knows about, but it's an online presentation service. That you go through their servers, and that encompasses PowerPoint and video and audio, and you have complete control, but yet, you know, they really kind of put the elements together. So we've been really busy with that. That's worked out really, really well, where we don't need anymore to do all out full blown video productions. We can do snippets that can be dropped within as an element within this other presentation. And that was something that was very new to us, very new to me, very new to our graphics people, our graphics department, but you know, we've adapted, and it's one of our best tools. So I think you just to be ready for what's coming down the pike. Just keep reading, you know, keep picking minds, you know, keep having conversations with people like you, and just be ready for the next big thing. That's all.
And kind of lastly, I mean, one of the things that is got to be most challenging about your job is that you have to produce media that's going to go out in half a dozen different ways. I mean, you have corporate videos, you have the web, you have live. If you have to produce, which one are you targeting when you have to produce something that has to go out in multiple formats?
It really, you know, we really sit down as a creative team between myself and our graphics people, and you know, we really have to decide what would be the best route for this particular message and particular project. So you know, we do have campaigns, so to speak, but we try to do multiple distribution elements. But it's pretty much a planning stage. If it's going to be a big time PowerPoint show with some embedded video, so be it. If it's going to be the majority video and maybe a little bit of graphics, you know, you really have to plan it out. Is a collaboration.
Okay, one last thing. If you could give a message to corporate end users on how to help their production department make things better for them, what would it be?
I think you should be a little bit more hands-off. I think they're so-called experts for a reason. Again, one of our biggest challenges is trying to, keep, you know, this person who has always or has iMovie at home, and they think that they can make a production, which is fine. And, you know, these days you can do that. You can create a Hollywood feature film on your iPhone. But that's why we're here. We want to give you a dynamic, polished product and, you know, kind of give us that leeway and, you know, a little bit of the respect that we deserve.
Well, I mean, I certainly have a lot of respect for you, which is why I asked you to be on this conference today.
Thank you very much.
Bayardo, I really appreciate your time. And, well, I'll be seeing you soon at an event, hopefully.
I hope so, Joe.
Thanks very much. Have a good day.
Thank you very much. You too. Take care. Bye-bye.